Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 488233 through 488262, 488264 through 488299, warrants number 8864 and 8865, four journal entries or transfers, and void check number 488263.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for June 30th, 2026.
Move to approve regular session minutes from June 30th, 2026.
Second.
I have motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll start the we have a vacation of the platted cul-de-sac and right-of-way. This is file number 26-066, Roden Bridge. This morning, we have a petition in front of us for a portion of a roadway there off of Foggy River. Do we have a representative here for the petition? Representing? Mr. Bill McCullough?
Yes.
William McCullough?
Bill.
Bill? Okay. And then legal counsel for the county at the time is Robert?
Petrosky.
Petrosky. From Ellis, Ellis & Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. Bill, do you want to present your...
I think everything
request.
Is in order, except for executing a right-of-way in favor of the sewer district. We've asked we've asked the surveyor to get us a legal description, but he hasn't yet. As soon as that happens, and assuming that the commission vacates, we'll get that filed.
And the petitioner is willing to give the 20-foot easement to the sewer district as requested?
Certainly, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think there are any other properties that are touched by this.
Correct. It looked a pretty straightforward vacate with the ownerships. Robert, do you have anything to add?
We felt exactly the same way, that it's all in order. It meets all of the statutory requirements under Section 71-270, and opinion on the easement was the easiest way would be to approve the vacate today. Subject to receiving the easement and then authorize one of the commissioners to sign it once the easement is granted.
Okay. Do I have any questions before we open the public hearing section? Just go through the steps of it. We'll give it just a second for you guys to review anything.
This is under the statute that just requires the one meeting, not the two?
Correct.
Okay. Is it 71-270?
Yep.
I'm good. Whenever you're ready.
You're good. Mr. Keyes? Good. All right. So we'll go ahead and call to order a public hearing at this time for the vacation of a platted cul-de-sac and right-of-way for the file number 26-066, Roden Bridge. We will need to... So last time, Mr. Elliott had said that we could... enter into the record as an exhibit, or would you like to read in the petition, Commissioner Williams?
Is that just the Exhibit A?
The Exhibit A, please.
I mean, this one's actually short.
It is pretty short, so I do like to hear you read them, so.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Read into the record Exhibit A, platted cul-de-sac and 40-foot right-of-way in Lot 33A, Block B, amended plat of Lots 31, 32, 33, 34, and 35, Block B, Riverside Estates, blocks A, B, C, D, plat book 19 at page 74, located in the fractional northwest quarter of section 13, township 22 north, range 22 west of the 5th principal meridian.
Do we need a motion to for that exhibit?
Just
read it in the record. Perfect. Okay. Any public comment? Anyone wishing to speak in favor or opposition of this petition this morning? Okay. We're going to move forward on this if there's no questions during the open session of the public comment. We'll go ahead and close the public hearing, and then we'll go back to discussion if the commissioners have any or anyone representing either side of the petition.
Is this the order? Did you guys prepare the order?
Yeah, we did prepare the order, and you should have a copy. I've got one if you need it.
I'll just make sure it's the same one. Then it just needs to be contingent upon receiving the easement for the sewer district, correct?
Correct, and then giving me the authority at a later time to sign it. Or you.
I don't want it.
Any questions, Commissioner Keyes?
I do not. Is there typically an order number attached to these?
I don't recall one.
The orders that we have prepared in the past, I've not
had that. Okay.
Remember, I assume that's something you guys stamp on.
I just trying to make. I think this is a little different than what I have in front of me, but it may not be. So I was trying to make sure we make this one.
What goes in?
Yep. Move to approve the order to vacate the platted cul-de-sac and 40-foot right-of-way in Block 33A, Block B, amended plat of Lots 31, 32, 33, 34, and 35, Block B, Riverside Estates, Block A, B, C, D, Plat Book 19 at page 74, located in the fractional northwest quarter of Sectional 13, Township 22 North, Range 22 West of the 5th Meridian, 5th Principal Meridian, contingent upon receiving the easement for the sewer district and allow Commissioner Plummer to sign on the county's behalf.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
The title of that document was that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you all. Appreciate you.
It's customary for the attorney to buy lunch. So
even for the guests?
Even for the guests, yeah.
So. I'm waiting to hear back from Travis on what you said.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard a response yet. I'll tell him he owes you lunch, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
All right, next we have our bid recommendation for our motor oil and hydraulic oils. This is for our request for bid number 202-605-598. With us this morning we have Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Morning, Jack. Morning, Jack. It appears we received one bid.
That's correct.
Okay, and this is through Gabe's Oil Company Oil Incorporated, doing business as Heritage. We currently using Heritage at this time?
Yeah, that's currently who we have.
Have we had any issues with their service?
No, everything's been going good.
Okay. And it appears, do you want to read the report, the bid report, Jack? Just the Tuesday, July 7th section.
After a complete and thorough review, the only response received and the recommendation for the commission to award to Gabe's Oil Incorporated, doing business as Heritage Petroleum LLC of Nixon, Missouri. Like I said, we've been doing business with them, and everything's been going great.
So. Okay. And they were the only bid we received.
They were the only bid we received.
Move to award bid number 202-605-598 to Gabe's Oil Incorporated, doing business as Heritage Petroleum LLC out of Nixon, Missouri.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right. Next, we have our bid recommendation for printing, mailing, and email services. This is RFB number 202-605-597. With us this morning, we have Taney County Assessor, Mr. Davey Wilson, along with Margaret Salgado. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It appears that we received two bids for the services that you requested.
Correct.
One being from Divco Data and One-to-One. There is a note in here if you would like to elaborate on that. It seems to be there is a calculation error or yes. something because there is a considerable difference in the
Correct.
Bid tabulation here.
Yes. Go ahead, Davey.
One-to-One did not calculate their costs correctly in their bid, and then they also sent an incomplete bid by not sending us examples of what their work would be.
Okay.
Who do we currently use?
Divco.
Okay. Who did we use before that? That was before
Master's you. Master's Touch.
That's what it was.
Okay. I was going to say before me. So on Tuesday, July 7th, 2026, after a complete review, let it be noted that OneSource has a substantial pricing difference due to a mathematical errors made by the vendor, along with not providing requested samples pertaining to Taney County. Based on the accuracy and being fully compliant, the Taney County Assessor recommends to award Divco Data from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and ask for a motion to vote so. Is there any other input that you want to add to, or are you satisfied with the services that they do provide?
I am.
Any questions from the commission?
No. Do you know what the current budget is for that, or what we currently?
Not off the top of my head.
David, anything you know? Why am I thinking it was like $36,000?
No.
Okay.
No, that wasn't even last year's budget.
Okay, yeah. So it's, I'm thinking of something different?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys have any other questions?
Do not.
Move to award bid number 202605-597 to Divco Data out of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All
right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. All right. Next, we have up for approval the distribution agreement. This is for the restricted opioid settlement funds. This is for the Simmering Center Incorporated. It's file number 26-071, Commission. Also with us this morning, we have Ms. Myrna Epic from the Simmering Center. In the past, we had sponsored a bed at the Simmering Center or paid for a respite bed for a two-year period, and your request now is just for a one-year period, correct? And this will be coming out of the opioid restricted funds. The request was $40,000 to do so. Do you have an agreement that has been drafted by Mr. Elliott, dated July 2nd, 2026? We do have a letter from him approving the agreement as to form.
Any questions?
I don't.
Move to approve the distribution agreement for the opioid settlement by and between Taney County and the Simmering Center.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, Ms. Myrna, we'll get everything signed on our part, and we'll get it started, and we'll get things processed.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank you.
Ma'am. Thank
and
you.
And thank you. You know, that's going to represent 15 to 20 people, and I'm sure they would extend their thanks as well.
Well, thank you. Appreciate what you're doing. All right. We have one more distribution agreement this morning, and it is for the opioid settlement as well for the Taney County Ambulance District. This will be pursuant to the quote for the CPR device and the cot. This is file number 26-072. Representative from Taney County Ambulance District, Mr. Darrell
Kuntz.
Kuntz.
Do you guys have any questions on this?
Do not. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated July 1st, 2026, approving the agreement as to form. This would be pursuant to the Schedule B, Part C9, to support the work of emergency medical systems for the purchases. Do you have anything, Mr. Coons?
No.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Move to approve the distribution agreement for opioid settlement by and between Taney County and Taney County Ambulance District.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Yep. Thanks, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate you. All Right, next, we have a cooperative agreement. This is a second supplement. This is for the sewer sales tax funding. This is file number 25-062.